Leah and Alex shared a concerned glance and looked back at Ryan. The London hacker dropout was starting to look increasingly anxious about things, since Alex had mentioned the word Athanatoi. "The Immortals?" Leah asked. "That sounds pretty ominous, Ryan."
"Thought you'd be used to all things immortal by now, Leah."
"Sure, but what's freaking me out is that it's plural. How many of these people are we talking about?"
"Who said they were people?" Ryan said, smirking.
"Now you're just freaking me out."
"Hey, don't shoot the messenger,"
Ryan said, and pushed his glasses up on the bridge of his nose. A few rooms away, the sound of machine gun fire and screams filled the air. He turned toward the noise for a second, and then looked back at Leah.
"I'm just telling you what Athanatoi means, that's all."
"But what does the existence of such a group mean?" Alex said, flinching as another explosion went off in a nearby room. Leah offered an empty sigh.
"I'm guessing it means all of this damned mess goes a lot deeper than we thought."
"I'll say," Ryan added. "I thought we ended this when we stopped Zhao getting the trident, but now it looks like there's some kind of secret group behind things. I think I just want to go home and get into bed."
"Just calm down, Ryan," Leah said. "It might not be as crazy as all that.
Only if our luck changes, Leah.
I'm starting to wish you'd never called me, back when you wanted my help on that bloody trident mission."
"Yeah, about that. The trident really is just the beginning of all this," Alex said with a nervous smile.
Leah fixed her eyes on Alex.
"I think you need to start talking, Agent Nightingale."
Alex nodded and pulled her hair back. Outside in the corridor, the sound of gunfire made her jump once more.
"I hope Joe's okay."
"Joe'll be just fine," Leah said flatly. "Start talking. I think you need to start tying some loose ends up."
"Sure. I'd used my dad's passwords to get into some pretty heavy stuff at the Pentagon, and it wasn't long before I started reading some very interesting information, but always very vague. After a few hours, I got hold of a list of names. Cotardo Ricci, Anton Reichardt, Felix Hoffman, Giovanni Mazzaro, and Dario Mazzaro."
Leah and Ryan shared a concerned glance.
"I'm guessing that's not your dad's Christmas card list, right, Alex?"
Alex flicked an anxious look at Leah.
"You can say that again. All the names on this list were academics involved heavily in the search for the elixir."
"I don't recognize the last two names," Leah replied.
"The Mazzaros, Italian Egyptologists. Giovanni was the father and Dario was the son. Giovanni, the father, disappeared while on a dig in Egypt many years ago, but he dedicated his life to finding what he called the white drops."
Ryan pushed his glasses up his nose and blinked. "A common term used in ancient Egypt to describe what we today call the elixir, or the water of life."
"Right," Alex said. "But like all the others, he died before he discovered the truth.
And his son, Dario Mazzaro, he took up where his father left off.
You have to remember, all of these men knew what's at stake and tried to keep themselves totally under the radar. Their names only wound up on the DOD list because of an extensive hacking and tapping program by the CIA. But I got closer. I impressed Mazzaro with my research, and I got to know him. Anyway, this was the research that Vitrov wanted from me, and I'm ashamed to say it, but I just handed it over to him. I gave him Mazzaro's name."